Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two-vehicle crash on Highway 59 results in a fatality. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. At around 6:30 p.m. on Friday evening, Campbell County Sheriff's deputies, Campbell County Fire Department, and Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway 59. Law enforcement and rescue teams responded to milepost 80, 5 miles north of Wright, where a red Dodge Durango had collided with a brown 2014 Ford Explorer, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Durango was traveling south on Highway 59 when it slid into oncoming traffic due to the icy road conditions and crashed into the Ford in the driver's side door. The airbags on both vehicles were deployed due to the impact. The 33-year-old female driving the Ford appeared to be uninjured by the crash. Firefighters extricated 3 people, 2 adults and 1 child, from the Durango. The adult male and boy were placed into ambulances and were treated for unknown injuries by emergency services. All 4 people involved in the crash were transported to Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said the 42-year-old woman, identified as Stephanie Locatelli, sustained significant injuries to the chest and was pronounced deceased while being transported to the hospital. The other 3 patients were treated and released. Wyoming Highway Patrol is handling the investigation into the crash. A commercial vehicle collides with a Wyoming Department of Transportation snowplow on I-80 east of Rock Springs. On the morning of March 5th around 9 a.m., the Wyoming Highway Patrol was notified of a snowplow collision. A Wydot snowplow was removing snow from I-80 near milepost 125 when it was hit by a commercial vehicle. The commercial truck driver was trying to pass another car in the left lane and collided with the back of the snowplow, causing both vehicles to enter the median. The snowplow driver was transported to the Memorial Hospital of Sweetwater County with minor injuries from the crash. The commercial truck driver was issued a citation for speeding too fast for conditions and careless driving. So far this winter, Wydot has seen 22 Wydot snowplow hits. A total of 18 plows were struck in the winter of 21-22, 26 in 2020-2021, and 23 in 2019-2020. The Wyoming Highway Patrol and Wydot want to remind drivers to slow down, increase their following distance, and use extreme caution when driving on snow-covered roadways, especially when passing snowplows. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.